American health officials are watching out for a new mosquito-borne virus that's making its way to the U.S. It's called chikungunya. It is currently sweeping through the Caribbean, where it's already made more than 250,000 people sick this year. Here in the U.S., 27 states have reported cases. As NPR science reporter Michaeline Duclef reports, the question now is just how big a health threat the virus will be.
Jennifer Halverson will never forget her 36th birthday. She was volunteering at a maternity ward in Haiti, and she felt great. She went to work that day and then out to dinner with friends. But when she got home that evening and got ready for bed, something wasn't right.
And then when I woke up at 3 in the morning, the thing that struck me the most is my shoulders were on fire. It was like I was being stabbed in both shoulders.
The pain quickly spread to all of Halverson's joints. Her hips, her knees, her elbows, even her fingers and toes hurt.
The pain itself was so severe that literally any movement, lifting my arms up, trying to change clothing, trying to lift the covers off of me in bed, was extremely painful.
She also had a fever, a rash, and painful sores in her mouth. She was supposed to go back home anyway, and when she got back to Minnesota, the doctors there confirmed what she thought might be true.
I knew right away that this was most likely chikungunya. The symptoms were just classic.
That was about 6 weeks ago. The rash and sores have disappeared, but the joint pain is still there. And that's usually the case with chikungunya. It probably won't kill you, but the pain can last a long time. At this point in the story, you're probably going, chicken what? Because we've never really heard of the disease. Why should we? It didn't exist in the Western Hemisphere a year ago. But late last year, the virus hopped its way over from the Philippines to the French part of St. Martin. Then chikungunya spread like wildfire.
The virus infected large numbers of people in many areas across the Caribbean and into other regions of Latin America.
That's Dr. Roger Nashi at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And he says, as far as infectious diseases go, what happens to the Caribbean usually happens to the U.S., because about half of all air travel from the Caribbean ends up in the U.S. So far this year, about 110 travelers have shown up in the States with chikungunya. The good news is the disease hasn't spread beyond these travelers. But the bad news is, Nashi thinks it's only a matter of time.
Right now, we are worried about chikungunya in the United States. In fact, we expect that over the course of the next months or years, as this virus spreads throughout the American tropics and we see more travelers coming into the U.S., that we will see local transmission.
Why? Because many parts of the U.S. have the key ingredient for spreading chikungunya, a big black and white striped mosquito.
Yeah, that's the Asian tiger mosquito that people notice when it's there because it bites during the daytime when people are out trying to enjoy their backyards, and they're very aggressive and very noticeable because the populations can be large.
Nashi says there's no need to worry about chikungunya for this 4th of July weekend. For you to catch it here, you would have to live next to somebody who just brought the virus back to the U.S. Then a mosquito that bites them would also have to bite you. With just over 100 cases reported so far, the risk of this happening is pretty low. But if you're still worried, Nashi says there's an easy way to cut your risk further.
These mosquitoes, they live in the water in your flower pot reservoir, the kid's toy that's out back that collects the rainwater or the water from your sprinklers, that tire or that bucket. So if you eliminate those containers, you're going to reduce the number of mosquitoes near your residence, which is going to reduce your risk.
And if the virus does get a foothold here in the U.S., Nashi thinks the outbreaks will likely be small and limited only to summer months. Even in Florida, mosquito populations go down during the winter. Andy says there's something else Americans have going for them.
We love air conditioning.
So we spend a lot of time indoors where mosquitoes and chikungunya can't get us. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.